The new Broadway musical, How to Dance in Ohio, focuses on young people with autism as they prepare to attend a formal dance. The principal roles are all played by actors with autism. Here's reporter Jeff London.
Even before the action of How to Dance in Ohio starts, the seven autistic actors walk on stage as themselves and tell the audience about what they're going to see.
There's this saying, if you've met one autistic person, you have met one autistic person. You are now meeting seven autistic people.
That is a moment that I love so much.
Director Sammy Canold.
Because I think that in a world where so often saying I'm autistic can carry embarrassment or shame or stigma, all these things that societally we have put around autism, it's a moment of undoing.
Both the show's creators, librettist Rebecca Greer Milosik and composer Jacob Yandura, are originally from Ohio. One evening, several years ago, Yandura wanted to watch a movie on HBO and looked at a list of documentaries.
And I saw the title, How to Dance in Ohio, and I clicked that, and I then saw in the synopsis, in Columbus, which is my hometown. And then my sister was recently diagnosed with autism around that time. So in the first 5 minutes, it just sang to me.
So he sent an email to Milosik.
And I watched it immediately, and I totally agreed to because of the themes of human connection. And also, I just loved the community.
Tommy, we have so much in common.
Oh, there it is.
Tommy, don't you agree?
I've been waiting so long.
Tommy, we have so much in common.
Oh,
go to the
The community in the documentary is a life skills program for autistic youth, and it sponsors a spring dance. The writers flew to Columbus to meet the psychologist who runs the program, as well as several of the participants, who asked a lot of questions, says Jacob Yandura.
The most profound question was, are the characters going to have an autism accent? And we had never heard that. And what they meant, like a stereotypical, like monotone voice, you know? And so we assured them, no, the whole purpose of the show is to defy stereotypes.
And a key for every member of the production team was to cast autistic performers to play the autistic characters.
I'm Madison Kopeck, and I play Meredith. She's a very factual person. That's one of her special interests. She likes to learn about things that are real.
Australia is the evidence that what we call nature is not always normal. It also is financially a destination out of my reach.
Director Sammy Canold, who has an autistic brother, says that the production team took great care to create a rehearsal space that catered to the actors, both autistic and neurotypical.
For example, we know certain members of our company need to be able to step out every hour or so. We make that possible. Certain members of our company need to have fidget toys with them when they're rehearsing. We make that possible.
My name is Liam Pierce, and I play Drew.
Drew faces several challenges, trying to decide if he feels comfortable enough to attend college out of state, and finding the courage to ask Meredith to the dance.
Everything feels very natural and real because of the care that the writers have put in and our autistic consultants have put in to make sure everything feels true to, like, these stories.
I've been making good grades, good friends, good progress. This year has been a personal best. Except my love life was stalled like this concept in physics. An object at rest stays at rest.
Creating something real has been at the forefront of librettist Rebecca Greer Milosik's mind. She was working on rewrites with just about a week till the opening.
We really wanted to make sure that the show didn't veer towards being too saccharine or, you know, like, oh, autism is my superpower. You know, like, that's not the point of our show. And so it's about showing that, like, yes, there is struggle, but also there is community and also there is hope and there is joy. And honestly, there is autistic culture to learn about and to respect and to celebrate.
And actor Liam Pierce says it's not just the company of How to Dance in Ohio that celebrates its authenticity.
Every night at the stage door, every time I go out there, I talk to so many young autistic people who are so excited to see the show, who tell me, hey, like, I have never seen myself represented on the stage the way I just was, and I'm so excited for so many more people to have that opportunity to see this story and feel so seen and loved and celebrated.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.